dictation for Alan, A-L-L-A-N, Hrabowski, H-R-A-B, as in boy, O, V, as in Victor, S-V-K-Y. Date of birth is August 1944. Mr. Hrabowski is a 77 gentleman. He is a patient dialysis from Petoskey, P-E-T-O-S-K-E-Y. He started dialysis around August last year. Sounds like obstructed uropathy, hydronephrosis, urinary retention, prior prostate cancer about 10 years back. Recently admitted with disc infection, L2, L3, with psoas muscle abscess. Catheter removed, a new one placed on the left side. He does not have an AV fistula. Transferred to the nursing home in our Mount Pleasant location. He is on Nafcillin antibiotics, supposed to do for 6 to 8 weeks. Participating on physical therapy, does not wear a brace. He lost 60 to 80 pounds of weight, appetite is slowly improving, eating better, no nausea, no vomiting, no dysphagia, does have loose stools, no bleeding, presently no urine output, no recent falling episode, no major edema. He denies chest pains, no palpitations, no oxygen, no gross orthopnea PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for question, hypertension, prostate cancer, not aware of recurrence, urinary retention, hydronephrosis, end-stage renal disease, disc and psoas muscle infection, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke, no coronary artery disease, he's not aware of heart problems, no liver problems, no gastrointestinal bleeding, has received blood transfusion, occasionally marijuana, no smoking, no alcohol, no reported allergies. Next paragraph. He is new in our facility. I do not have an updated medication list. I have a discharge summary from Petoskey, and I have medication that I review. Next paragraph. Surgeries for dialysis catheter, prior prostate treatment. Next paragraph, he is awake, alert, orientis 9-3, attentive, fair historian, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, don't hear localized valvuses, kind of distant, probably early COPD, no pericardial rap, a minor systolic murmur, no gross abdominal distension, ascites or masses, minimal discomfort epigastric area. I don't see peripheral edema. There is muscle wasting, no focal neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistries. Anemia 9.1. We are going to start EPO treatment. Iron levels appropriate, 617, saturation 16%, has a dialysis catheter presently on the left side, dialyzing for 3 hours. URR is 62, needs to be 70, increased time to 315, likely 3.5 hours. Present weight down to 74.4, reference point was 76, blood pressure 130s, 140s over 80s, poor nutrition, albumin 2.8, potassium 4.6, on a 3 potassium bath, bicarbonate 21, normal sodium concentration, high phosphorus 7.9, needs to start on binders. PTH at 325. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, sounds like bilateral hydronephrosis, urinary retention, prior history of prostate cancer. I'm not aware of recurrence. Next number, dialysis catheter, probably the source of infection for recent disc and psoas muscle abnormality. Next number, disc infection, L2, L3, and psoas muscle abnormalities, in abscess on antibiotics, Nafcillin for MSSA. Next number, anemia, start treatment. Next number, poor nutrition, start nutritional supplements. Next number, elevated phosphorus, start on binders. Next number, poor clearance, we need to increase treatment. Next number, all issues discussed with the patient. He was not needed any surgical debridement. Work up, peak line on the right side. MRI of the brain, there was no acute process. MRI of the spine with the osteomyelitis L2, L3, including disc, including abscess, with extensive paraspinal infection, no evidence of epidural abscess. Incidental lipoma on the conus medullaris of the spinal cord. All issues discussed the patient, end of dictation.